Now for some more news items. The Bishop of Norwich has opened his gardens for charitable causes, and we hear also that he has just celebrated the 40th anniversary of his ordination. The Evening News also carried a photograph of the cathedral taken from a hot air balloon. We hear the photographer's experience of the flight. The Bishop of Norwich and his wife will open their beautiful gardens for the use of local charities in the coming months. Bishop Graham and Mrs. Julie James offer these stunning gardens to various local charities as a venue for fundraising. This summer, more than £27,000 has been raised for charities such as the Norfolk Food Bank, Crewe's Bereavement Care and the Norfolk Lymphoma Group, as well as many others. The Bishop's House Gardens are set in the heart of the city, a pleasant and tranquil surprise in contrast to the bustling centre. The garden has many hidden delights for visitors, such as the large traditional herbaceous borders, a woodland walk, boxed rose beds, and a long shaded border with hostas. There is also a large wild grass labyrinth and an extensive shrubberies containing many rare and unusual plants, among these being a hebe planted from a sprig taken from Queen Victoria's wedding bouquet in 1840. There is an organic kitchen garden, a bamboo walk, and a very popular plant sales area. The Jungle Walk, which is created new this year, was created by head gardener Simon Gashes, also proved a big hit with visitors.
From the crowd-packed public events to the private one-to-one exchanges in people's homes, the Right Reverend Graham James, Bishop of Norwich, has seen it all. And as he celebrates the 40th anniversary of his ordination, Bishop Graham reflected on his role in the church and how it had changed over time. Bishop Graham, 65, said, "I have never had doubts or regrets about pursuing this vocation, though there are times, especially of personal bereavement or difficulty, when public ministry is very challenging. The glory of the ordained life is that your work and your faith, your deepest passions and your family life are all interwoven, who you are and what you are, deeply interconnected. Not everyone is privileged to have that level of integration. The things I treasure the most are the private encounters, trying to comfort someone who has just lost their husband, for example. Ministry still matters, and even those whose faith is halting and inarticulate continue to respond to it. That's why a priest's life can still be a very fulfilling one indeed."
Sarah Knights from Newton St Faith captured a whole new perspective of Norwich city centre on a hot air balloon trip. Sarah said of the trip, taken for her husband's birthday, "This was the first available date to book, and we were incredibly lucky with the weather. It was an early morning flight, and you have to go where the wind takes you, and in this case, it took us right over the city centre." Sarah and her husband went on a hot air balloon flight 10 years ago, which happened to fall on her birthday, but the wind took them over the countryside. Birthday celebrations are one of the most popular occasions for a flight, with one company reporting that 50% of its flights are birthday gifts. Maybe it was a bit of good fortune that steered the Knights and the two other passengers in the balloon right over the city sights this time round. Mrs. Knight said, "They were from Cambridge and didn't know Norwich at all, so we were pointing out the sights to them as they unfolded beneath us. No matter how many times we did the trip again, we'd be lucky for the wind to take us on the same route."
Dealers in artwork by artists including Damien Hirst and Banksy are amongst those set to exhibit at Art Fair East in Norwich this winter. The art event, which is now in its second year, will be held at St Andrew's Hall in Norwich from December the 1st to the 4th. It is being organised by Norwich-based duo Will Tither and Brian Courtling, and more than 1,000 works of art from dealers and artists across the country are expected to be displayed. Mr. Tether, an artist and lecturer at Norwich University of the Arts, said, This year's highlights include dealers of signed editions by famous names such as Damien Hirst and Banksy, alongside dealers in regionally important artists from the Norwich School of Painters, and many contemporary artists in a wide range of different styles and stages of their careers. Mr. Courtling, a designer and curator, said they hoped the fair would add to the city's vibrant cultural scene.
Norfolk Wildlife Trust has criticised claims made by the developers looking to build on an area of woodland near Norwich. Socially Conscious Capital, SCC, has outlined plans for up to 300 new homes on racecourse plantations in Thorpe St Andrews. But the Wildlife Trust has spoken out against claims made in promotional material from the developer. The Trust said, on their website, SCC state that Racecourse Plantation is in the northeast Norwich Growth Triangle, but neglect to mention that its inclusion is because it is an area to be protected from development rather than suitable for it. The Trust's senior conservation officer, John Hiskett, also criticised a brochure produced by the developer, which said the wildlife site status of woodland would be protected and enhanced by its proposal. However, Andrew Simpson, the project's planning consultant, said the developer stood by the statements made on its website and in its flyers. As part of the proposed development, SCC has promised to create a new woodland park, which will be owned by a community organisation run by local residents. Meanwhile, a neighbouring area of woodland, known as Brown's Plantation, will be managed for nature conservation.
Now for our first feature. We have an extract from the reflections of Mark Nichols on the Norwich Waterway, the River Wensum. It is read by Peter Walsh.